This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The sounds of explosion and heavy gunfire echoed through Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Friday despite a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Amid Sudan's crisis, a reason for joy. A newborn baby delivered in a car during a conflict that has closed many hospitals. But back in the capital, the violence continues. Tanks, artillery, and strikes from the air shook Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Friday, witnesses said. That's despite the army and a rival paramilitary force agreeing to extend a truce by 72 hours. The United States has called persistent ceasefire violations worrying amid violence that has killed hundreds of people.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Russia fired more than 20 cruise missiles and two drones at Ukraine in attacks that killed at least 23 people. Three children were among the dead. Most of the victims died when two cruise missiles slammed into an apartment building in central Ukraine early Friday. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday said Russia needed to act quickly to counter what he called the West, quote-unquote, economic aggression, adding Moscow would expand ties with countries in Eurasia, Africa, and Latin America. He said, today in the face of the West economic aggression, the parliament, the government, all regional and local authorities need to act clearly and quickly to work as one cohesive team, Putin told a meeting of Russian lawmakers. Russia's economy has faced multiple challenges this year, including a weaker ruble, lower energy revenues, and further isolation. This is VOA News.